Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier.
Good morning, mamas. Happy Monday. Welcome to the More Than Sleep Show. It is almost 10 o'clock. I'm a little bit late getting on here. I hope everybody had a wonderful Mother's Day. I did. I spent it in Kelowna with my boys and my husband. We were there for hockey for my oldest boy, and it's fun to watch him do what he loves. And the other really fun part about my weekend is that we launched our Inspirational Mamas ebook, and that's special because we've been watching people download it and read it, and we've been getting all kinds of awesome feedback on it. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to the link in my bio, or if you're on Facebook, just scroll up a little bit and you'll see the link. And what we did is we curated 21 mama's stories, and we put it into a beautiful book. And we chose, I guess the term, You see it on Facebook and Instagram, hashtag medical mamas. And these mamas, well, all mamas are dear to our heart, but as registered nurses at the Mama Coach, we're all registered nurses. And we walk beside moms that are dealing with, you know, sometimes a hard thing. You know, they've been dealt a hard hand with their beautiful babies and their little ones, and they are doing so with such determination and grace, and even when faced with some incredible challenges, you know, they're doing a beautiful, beautiful job as moms. And as nurses, we witness that when we work at the bedside with them, and they're just incredible humans. And, you know, I don't think that they're honored enough. And so as a team, we built this book. And if you haven't had a look, I'd encourage you to. It's beautiful. And, you know, thank you, Jenny, the Mama Coach in Grand Prairie. She helped me curate it because she's super good at making things look beautiful. And all of the mom stories in there are so impactful and heartwarming. So have a look if you haven't yet. And thank you to everybody that's downloaded it and shared it. We really, really appreciate that. But today I want to talk about should your baby be on a feeding schedule? Because holy man, that's all over the internet, right? How often should he eat? You know, well, should I feed him every 3 to 4 hours? And to be honest, the answer is you need to ask your baby. They are in charge of how often they need to eat. And so today I'm talking about younger babies, babies that are not taking solids yet, babies that are under 6 months old for sure, exclusively bottle fed or breastfed. They're not taking solids as nutrition yet. Don't put them on a schedule per se. We need to watch our babies for cues, right? What does hungry look like? And that can be challenging because sometimes hungry, tired, bored can all look like the same thing. So at the Mama Coach, we always encourage a lot of feeding in the daytime. You know, feed on demand. If he's putting his hands to his fist and he's, you know, the rooting motion, that open and reach to the side, then he's probably starting to get hungry. Crying is actually the last sign of hunger. And so I would encourage you to feed your baby when he wakes or she wakes from sleep, morning and after naps. But you probably heard of that method where, eat, play, sleep. And that works beautifully for some babies. But again, follow your baby's lead, because my concern with that is that if you, lots of moms say, but he naps so short. And maybe one of the reasons is you feed him when he wakes, and then you wait 2 hours because that's how long of an awake window he's at. So he's 4 months old. And then you put him down and you want him to wait and sleep 2 hours. Well, that's 4 hours without food. And at 4 months, his size, his stomach is the size of like an egg, right? And in the day, we're wired to eat, right? And consume as humans. That's when we eat. So it makes sense that he's hungry, right? So some babies have short naps because of that. So at the Mama Coach, try another feed. you know? And again, you need to watch your baby because you don't want him necessarily grazing and disinterested all day long. So maybe you do two feeds in an awake period. Maybe you do one, but it's in the middle. Maybe some days you do one and some days you do three. That's okay, right? The bottom line is that you need to watch your baby for cues. I would not watch the clock when it comes to feeding because they're just too little for that. It gets easier to kind of predict when your baby's going to feed and sleep, when they drop that third nap around the 6-7 month mark. But early, feed them. That would be my words of wisdom, whether it's bottle or breast. You know, if he appears hungry, he's chewing on his hands, offer the breast, offer a drink, offer a bottle, and see, right? Because we want to encourage them to take that their calories in the day, right? And make sure their bellies are full so that they have a nice long nap, because that's what every mama needs, right? So the takeaway here is do not watch the clock. Watch your baby when it comes to feeds, and maybe even coincide it with sleep. You know, feed him when he wakes, feed him again maybe half an hour before his nap. And I always think of that as like there might not be two full feeds, right? Because he might not be that hungry. If you think of the first feed in the awake period as dinner, right? Maybe that fills his belly, and the next feed as dessert. It's like filling his tank right before he sleeps. Cool. You know, it's just making sure he has a nice full belly. And if that isn't working for your baby, try something else. Try shifting it to maybe more of the middle of his awake period where he takes a nice big full feed, you know, and maybe he needs that for a few days. And if you need help kind of figuring out your baby's circadian rhythm and how feeds coincide with that, because feeding and sleep go hand in hand. And if you have one kind of off kilter, the other one won't come. Sleep will not come until we have feeding figured out. And that's why we're different at the Mama Coach, because as nurses, we can help you with both because they are integral pieces of the puzzle. So if you have a question about this, reach out to me or any one of the RN Mama Coaches across Canada, and we are so happy to help you because we really believe that they go hand in hand, and it's a little bit hard to be super rigid on a schedule with a four-month-old baby, but we can help you get feeding on track because then sleep will come. So I hope you found that helpful. If you have a question, like I said, you can just comment below or DM me or any one of the Mama Coaches, and we are here to help you. I hope you enjoy the sunshine today, and I will see you Wednesday morning. Have a good one.